This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Modern Ag Alliance. I'm Mark Magnuson. It has been fairly quiet in the ag markets this week, with mostly range-bound trading ahead of the release of USDA's prospective plantings and quarterly grain stocks reports. The reports will be published by USDA on Monday, March 31st. In preparation for the reports, AgMarket.net, an agricultural brokerage and consulting firm, has released its projections for the reports. We will hear more from Jim McCormick, co-founder of AgMarket.net, next.
Our farmers feed us all. For generations, they've done what's best for the land. So why is the litigation industry threatening Iowa farmers' go-to crop protection tool? Without glyphosate-based herbicides, crop yields will drop, costs will soar, and we'll all see even higher grocery bills. Farmers need to be supported, not controlled. To keep glyphosate available in our state, go to TakeControlIowa.com. Paid for by Modern Ag Alliance in support of Iowa farmers.
Jim McCormick, co-founder of AgMarket.net, tells the Iowa Ag Radio Network that the expectation is for fewer soybean acres and more corn acres in the prospective plantings report.
Right now, the average trade estimate is corn acres at 94.4 million acres versus 90.6 million acres a year ago. And the ag market team's at about a 95.4 million acreage level, a little bit higher than that. Right now for the beans, we're looking for the bean acreage to come in about 83.8 is the average guess. Ag market's a little bit lower at 82.7. And then on the quarterly grain stocks report, we're looking for the average estimate for corn stocks at 8.151 billion compared to 8.352 billion a year ago. Beans at 1.9 billion compared to 1.845 billion last year. So stocks a little bit lower than a year ago. Bigger corn acres, less bean acres is what the trade's looking for.
McCormick says the shift to more corn acres has been driven by dollars and cents.
Plain and simple, that no one's making money in beans. I mean, that is really what it is. We surveyed clients. We had clients. Our partners are at JSA, work with a lot of commercials. We work with a lot of seed dealers here at agmarket.net. And plain and simple, when push came to shove, you're not making money planting beans. That is pushing acres into corn. That's why we're our corn acres at 95.39 million acres. I think that number could potentially grow even bigger due to the economics, depending on how the spring weather plays out.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.